Donald Trump visiting Dayton and El Paso today after those mass shootings. And joining us on the phone now, retired FBI Special Agent Greg Schaefer. Greg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hal.
Thank you for doing this. Tell me about your book, Stay Safe, Security Secrets for Today's Dangerous World. Certainly, there is truth in that title, that's for sure.
Yes, unfortunately, that's very true, Hal. Well, you know, I'm a 20-year veteran of the FBI. I did 6 years on their elite hostage rescue team and got some outstanding training and started my own security company about 3 years ago after I retired. And in the past 3 years, I just got tired of seeing all these people who are killed in these mass shootings and that they could have possibly been saved had they done the right thing at the right time. So I wanted to put a book out there that leverages all those experiences and all the training I received in the FBI and put a book out there that helps the layman, the common citizen, to be more safe. Because as you well know, Hal, we are living in a more dangerous world today.
Yeah, I don't think it's as dangerous here in Canada as it is in the U.S. after those mass shootings in El Paso and in Dayton. But we've certainly seen active shooter situations in Canada. What's your best advice, Greg?
Well, the best advice is really to just have good situational awareness. Know what's going on around you. Know who's around you. Know who walks into the restaurant when you're sitting down having dinner with your family. Know who enters your classroom or your office building. Because what we need to do is focus on things that are the anomalies of the environment. You see how everywhere you go has a normalcy to it. We'll take a Starbucks, for example. In a Starbucks, people sit down, read a paper, have a cup of coffee, look at their laptop, they're on the phone. But if an individual walks into a Starbucks cafe and just sits there with no coffee, no cell phone, no laptop, he's just sitting there by himself, that's an anomaly for that environment. That should capture our attention. Now, I'm not saying this person's up to no good, but if all of a sudden he stood up and drew a weapon, you would be three steps in front of that, and you'd be able to get out and, you know, and go get the safety quickly because you were aware of that anomaly in that environment. And when things went bad, you were one of the first persons to see it. So good situational awareness is key to survival in today's dangerous world.
How much of this is the gun laws in the U.S., do you think?
Well, you can legislate guns until, you know, the break of dawn, but you're never going to legislate evil. Let's take a look, Hal, at the horrific event in Nice, France, just a few years ago on July 14th, their Independence Day. An individual, an evil person, killed 86 people using a rented white truck. Look at the knife attacks happening every day in the United Kingdom, specifically London. You can legislate guns all night long, but in the end, you're never going to legislate evil out of this world. Evil people exist. It truly is how one of the most difficult aspects of my job as a risk manager and security consultant is getting good people like yourself and your listeners, it's getting good people to really understand that evil is out there.
And on both ends of the political spectrum too, apparently.
Apparently so. It's getting pretty pretty nasty here in the United States on the political side.
And here in Canada, I think we worry, or at least I do, most about big sporting events where there's thousands of people that have gathered. I feel like that's a higher risk situation than others. Am I right about that?
Well, Hal, those generally are not as soft a target as they used to be. You know, I know the NBA, the Major League Baseball, NFL football, they have now mandated bag checks and magnetometers for all their events. So a few years back, yes, I would say that would be one of your softer targets with a lot of people and, you know, an inviting target for terrorism or for mass shooters. But you're looking for more things like outdoor, you know, carnivals, festivals, something like, unfortunately, what happened in Gilroy, California at the Garlic Festival. Professional sporting events have done a really good job in making those targets hardened with a lot of security and with, you know, magnetometers and bag checks. And you can't take a backpack in there anymore to an NFL game. So they did a great job in minimizing that risk. But let me just say one more thing, Hal. If you are ever caught up in a critical incident like a mass shooter or an active shooter event, your best course of action is always to move. It's always to run. Those that hide are oftentimes those that are the victims. You have to keep in mind two statistics. One, the hit rate on a moving target with a handgun is 4%, and a majority of active shooters do use handguns. The hit rate with a long gun, let's say an AR-15, is about 10%. So you have a 90% chance of not being shot if you just move, run, create distance from that shooter. And here's the other statistic. The average distance that an active shooter kills his victims is less than 5 feet. It's those that hide. It's those that trap themselves in a closet or hide under the table or under the desk or behind the cash register. Those are the ones that oftentimes are the victims of these heinous acts.
So keep moving. Interesting. And one final question, Greg. Do you think this is going to get worse before it gets better?
Unfortunately, I think it is. You know, with social media out there and the notoriety these people get, it's oftentimes that's the final trigger that pushes these people over the edge, is that notoriety. They want to go out in a blaze of glory, for lack of a better word or term. So, I do think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think, again, legislation, that's part of the solution. But this is a multifaceted problem with a multifaceted solution. And just doing enhanced gun control will not fix this in and by itself.
Greg, thanks a lot for doing this. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, Al. Stay safe out there.